This is the proud generation. It has no restraint. And you will know it's the swine generation because when you say things, they get mad as hell. They get angry. When he showed that the Gadarenes, their nakedness, did they want him to stay? Get out of our country. We don't want to be exposed. Hallelujah. We don't want to be exposed. And so he calls all Yahuda the Parah, and they transgress sore against Almighty Yahweh. Yah says, my people, they are ignorant. They destroy. They lack a knowledge of truth. And because the sins of Israel were so great, he commanded his Nabi, I want you to turn quickly to Yeshua, Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1. Look what he commanded his Nabi. It says in Yeshua 21, if the year of Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. Verse 2. And at the same time spoke Yahweh. Does it say that in your translation? Does it say at the same time spoke? Does it say spoke? Come on here. It says spoke, right? Now if I can be alive animated, the word ought to animate you, all right? So you respond when I ask you. You respond to your own wickedness. When you get angry, don't you respond according to the commands of anger? Now you respond to me. We're sitting like some dead heads. He said, and at the same time, I want to emphasize this, that it burdened us, brothers and sisters. At the same time, Yahweh spoke to Yeshaya, the son of Amos, saying, go and loose the shackles from off your loins. And put off your shoes from your feet. And he did so, and he walked clothed. He walked what? He said, I want you to walk naked. Because I want these dogs to see the shame and the wickedness. We don't know Yah. We don't know Yah. And we certainly don't know his word. Because it's not a pleasure for us to take time for him. We don't love that. Yah speaks to my mind all the time. His Ruah. I could study 8-10 hours a day. I really could. But I can't do that. Because I need to help the brothers here. Need to work at times. Need to get out and take care of business. But I literally, Sister Roberts came in Friday, I was looking at some scriptures. Because my mind was stirred behind that. So I think she and Sister Stacia, and so she began, do you have stamps? And Pastor Roberts, do you have that? And of course, by then, I was really roiling. I know Sister Stacy was in there. And so she asked me, is something wrong with you? I said, look, sister, don't even bother me about no stamps. For my mind is captivated. You're dealing with me. You trouble me about that. Don't do that. No, I'm not. Nothing wrong with me. Something wrong with her. But nothing wrong with me. Don't mess with me. Yeah, I speak it like that. The house could have been filled with Melikim. I would have spoken like that. In my mind, when Yah was opening up something so profound unto me, and she's worried about a stamp, don't mess with me. Leave me alone. You see me get up, you can ask me about that. But don't mess with me. Not in that time. Don't come to me with that trivia. She can understand because well, she did that, it kind of threw everything out. Now, let me go out and do a little work now. Hallelujah. See, there were Kodash men that Yah moved upon them by the Ruah. And he gave them things to speak like he did to Yeshaya. And so when you become spiritual, Sister Roberts, you as well, you'll be able to discern. Don't mess with him. He's not answering. Don't knock harder. Just leave him alone. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. I tell us all the time that the old mothers in the day, they knew when dad needed to be left alone. They look at him and say, nah, don't mess with him. He's in a deep concentration. Don't mess with him. I'll wait. Hallelujah. You sit here like hypocrites. I'll tell you the truth. He says, you get naked, walking naked and barefooted. And Yahweh said, like as my servant Yeshaya has walked naked and barefooted for 3 years. My, you, naked and barefooted?
naked and barefooted for 3 years for a sign and wonderment upon Mizraim and upon Cush.
Dikibedi told us that we've come out of Mizraim, but it's still there. The spirit of Mizraim. And this is what Yah says, even Mizraim, her nakedness, and my Nabi, what's going to come upon Mizraim. You are in Egypt. I warn you that the fire and the indignation of Yah is going to burn upon you and you Cushites. And he said this, Nabi, this will be a very metaphor and sign of Mizraim. Those that are of that spirit, you will see that. The nakedness, their feet is not shod with the preparation. They're not prepared with this message of shalom. That is what his feet represented. He had a message, but was not one of shalom unto them. He has not given us that message of shalom because we are clothed with every kind of rag. We are misfits. We're following our own pernicious ways. We're doing what is right in our own sight. Our minds are so corrupt. We're drunk. We're lethargic. We cannot. The things of Yah do not motivate our mind. We do not have the Ruah of Yah today. It's amazing that people can sit all day and watch ball games. Yet when it comes to Yah, they have no energy. They give their time to jobs. I will never do that. Hallelujah. Whether I was here or not, and I would be here. I will not give my energy to anything but to Yah. That's it. Silver and gold have I not. But what I have, I give unto you in the name of Yahshua. Rise in the strength of your HaMashiach and allow your mind to become sound and healed. Verse 4, he said, and so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Mizrai prisoner and the Ethiopians captive, young and old, naked and barefooted. Have not the spirit of Mizrai, the king of Assyria, the spirit today, led the people away naked, captive, the young? I was riding the other day and I saw this old man. You could tell he was older than me. Gray-headed than Elder Martin. Big old ear bob in his ear. Looked like a tooth or two were missing. Yet he thought he was holding something as though he had this youthful appeal. He looked like a fool. He looked worse than a jackass. And they're led astray by the spirit of Mizraim. They're barefooted and they're naked. They have no restraint. Not at all. Even in the natural sense, these little sandals, they wear them in the weather. It makes no difference. In the snow, they're walking and flip-flopped. You all don't hear me, do you? Even in the winter, they're walking and flip-flopped. Coat on and feet out, barefooted. They're led away naked and barefoot. The stupidity, the ignorance, that's the way they dress. Like that. And this is the sign of the age and the time we're in. It is a barefooted generation. It has no preparation. When a man goes to labor, he prepares his feet. When you brothers stand on your feet all day, if it's nothing else, you want some shoes that are made right. You're not going to get shoes made right for your feet from Walmart. You're not going to spend $15 for shoes to labor in. You're going to have to get it up. That's just a fact of the matter. Hallelujah. You stand on your feet all day, you're going to spend money for your feet. That they may be comfortable. Hallelujah. And so their feet are not prepared. They're naked, they're para. They're barefooted. Even their buttocks, does it say that? Is uncovered. Are their buttocks uncovered today? The little gals in school and play, you know, are their buttocks uncovered? Do they not wear them low riders down to their buttocks? He said, even their buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt. It ought to be a shame to Egypt. Deacon Bennett said, we have come out, but it's still there. And it ought to be to our shame. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of Cush and their expectation and Mizraim, their pride or their beauty. And the inhabitants of the coastland, America, shall say in that day, behold, such is our expectation. Wherever we flee for help to deliver from the kings of Assyria, and how shall we escape? How shall America escape?
She's a coastland. That's what she is. How is she going to escape? She is not going to escape. They walk around with their buttocks out. Do not these wicked boys today, their buttocks revealed? Is not their buttocks revealed? They walk with their pants hanging out off their buttocks. You tell me Yah hasn't missed anything. This is the spirit of this parole. This is a swine generation. It doesn't even know it's naked. Because it has no restraint at all. All restraint is gone. At least with Adam, there was a little restraint there. And yet Yah said, did you have an escape now? Is this going to cause this fire? This indignation to come down because their gods have arisen. Their Baptist gods and their principalities, their powers. The T.D. Snake Jakes. The Benny Pipping Hen, he pimps them. The Creeping Dollar, all of them. The Paul Punk Crouch, homosexual pervert. The vile, evil, seductive R.G. Stairs. And they send them monies by the millions, don't they? That's all right. He's going to raise up a sure man that will speak and proclaim his truth in his name and in his authority. Was it you, Pastor Robert? Well, certainly not. But the man, I will stand by him. Hallelujah. And I will know. Hallelujah. They're not ashamed. This generation is not ashamed. It has no fear because their nakedness is not even revealed unto them. Yisrael, Yah, reveal your nakedness today. He shows you your nakedness. For you get offended and dismiss what he says to you. When you get upset when he speaks to you. When you get something in your craw, your sin, your iniquitous ways. When a man is iniquitous, it's simply he is a lawless man. He has the Torah of life in him. Yeshua is not his God, is his strength at all. Hear this quickly in Lamentations. Ekron. Lamentations 4:21, rejoice and be glad, O daughters of Edom, of Esau, the red horse has ridden. Rejoice, that dwell in the land of Uz, in the land whereby there is plenty of timber, wooded land. And America is that, isn't she? The cup shall pass through you. Listen now, you shall be drunken, and you shall make yourself naked. You're going to be drunk. You're going to make yourself naked to lay bare by emptiness. And that's what it is. You're going to make yourself naked, arah. He said, you're going to be empty. You're going to be laid bare. Arah. To be made empty. To be made bare. This is an empty nation. She's a nation that is barren. She doesn't produce any kind of fruit. She produced babies of whoredom and illegitimacy, but she doesn't produce fruit. She doesn't produce the seed of Yisrael. Not at all. I don't care what the ones that call themselves Hebrew Israelites of the dark skin or the ones that are Caucasians that think that the Angloids or the Anglo-Saxons are the seed. They're not the seed of Yisrael. I declare that profoundly and prophetically. For the seed of Yisrael shall prevail. And their nakedness shall be exposed and they shall repent and there shall be a great shameness. There's no shameness today. The religious mind. Today, for you're going to be drunk, he says, and your nakedness, your ara, your nakedness, you're going to become, you will be empty. Is this generation not empty? What satisfies them? Things that are trinkets. Walmart every day, and nothing, see the same thing, a Kmart or the mall. That's what they call having a great time. Watching a basketball game, my! Got 2 hours to watch a ball game and not 15 minutes to bring even the family together and an obligation unto Yah. That's a wicked man. That's a cowardly, homosexual, effeminate, punkish man. Mama's there with the children. She got time for the soap as the whore turns on her hips. As the dog lay down with another dog. As Punk Ryan. She doesn't have time to train the minds of her children, her daughters. She's not even a mammy. The cow will say to the yearling, come get some titty milk.
That's right, get quiet, but it's still all right. She's not even a mama. They allow the sharp ends of hell to train their mind with these false illusions of fictition, train them to be rebellious, to be wicked, because the dad is rebellious, the mama's rebellious, the whole house rebel without any restraint at all. Yeah, we need true men. Tell me the truth, yeah. Tell me the truth. There were times people would say, tell me the truth even if it hurts me. Truth doesn't hurt. Truth doesn't hurt. Lies are what hurt. If a man has been unfaithful to his wife, even though she doesn't want to hear him saying, I have, if he tells her I have, there's a great scar there, but still, his honesty, it is the road of healing and is the strength to heal the situation. Sure it is. It's when she knows he's done that. And he's not honest enough to tell her. Now that's what troubled her more than anything. She may not trust him because he's done that. But because of his honesty, there's something there. Sure it is. Because he must be ashamed of what he's done. He must feel bad about what he did. So that's what he says. And there are dogs that are just blatant. They just, the nakedness, they don't care about their shame. Period. Hallelujah. He said, You shall make yourself naked. And that's what Yah says. They're going to make themselves naked. And that's what this nation, the people, have done. They've gone away. They're empty. They're exposed. There's no life in them at all. But Yah, He speaks to Israel. And He is always by His Nabi. And now He speaks to us in a more excellent way. By the living word. Yahshua, look what he says in Yeskel, Ezekiel 23:26. I'm going to move. Ezekiel 23:26. He speaks to Israel. They shall also strip you out of your clothes. They have these homosexual designing clothes today that literally strip you out of your clothes. They shall strip you out of your clothes, and they're going to take away your beautiful jewels. This I will make your lewdness to cease from you, and your whoredom brought from the land of Mizraim. You see, that's what Deacon Billy tried to convey to us. We have brought this whoredom from Mizraim. We have brought it from Egypt. This whoredom of idolatry, we have brought it from Egypt. He said, so that you shall not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Mizraim anymore. What Deacon Benny was trying to let us know, the whoredom, our deeds and our action. We have brought this from Mizraim, and Yah says, I'm going to work something in this time that you will not even desire Mizraim or even the daintiness of it again. He said, for this says Yahweh, the Sovereign One, behold, I want you to see. He said, I'm going to deliver you into the hand of them who hate you. This is your Abba. He said, I'm going to rid you. And that's what he's going to do. There's a trial, a fiery trial. A fiery trial that's going to try you. He said, I'm going to deliver you into the hands of them that hate you. And to the hand of them from whom your mind is alienated. You're not even a part of their fellowship. They hate you. But I'm going to deliver you into their hands. Why would you do that, Yah? And they shall deal with you hatefully. And they shall take away all you have worked for. So you're laboring for what? Well, my nice house, they're going to take it away, my friend. Look at the folks with these arms that they're taking away their homes. Man stood right here with me. I said to him, man, that's crazy what you're doing. $1,600 a month payment. Give them the house back. Take $1,000, save it 5 years with interest and all. You have $65,000, $70,000. How much will you make if you sell the house in 5 years? Maybe $15,000, $20,000. I said, man, it's foolish. I said, the math doesn't even add up. I said, it's dumb. He got offended at me. We haven't seen him back here again because he was a shallow, weak, effeminate man. That's stupid. This is downright deplorable and dumb. Does it even make sense? You're not going to make no money off these little shacks unless you live out there in Ballantyne, spending $900,000 for one, make $200,000 off of it. $65,000, $89,000 little house, you're not going to make a nickel. Period! $50,000! These some of these little folks paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the love of money in these bankers. They love money. And they corrupt you. It is the root of all evil. God never intended for us to be that way. Let me move on. They shall deal with you hatefully, and they shall take away all you have worked for. He said, for I shall leave you naked and bare. This is what Yah says. And your nakedness of your whoredom shall be discovered, both your lewdness and your whoredom. And that's what Yah is exposing today. The whoredom of his people. We have gone estranged from him. We have gone after every kind of God. We have gone after every kind of principle. We have allowed those things to enter our minds and to take stronghold. He said, I'm doing this to let your whoredom be revealed. You're full of whoredom. Don't we see that in this nation? Come on, brothers and sisters. The young gals are having babies like flies, and now they're opt out for the new modern day thing. They're killing them and offering them unto the gods, Molech and Molcham. The abortion has arose. It's arising in this nation. They tell you the young ones are having babies like they used to because they're killing them. Without the consent of their parents, they're killing them like flies. That's what these whores are doing. Bottom line. Planned Parenthood. You would think that a Planned Parenthood would teach them how to be parents. They teach them how to be dogs. Yah said, I'm going to show you the lewdness of this nation. You're lewd. You're full of whoredom. He said, I will do these things to you because you have gone a whoring after the heathens. The goyims. You have gone a whoring after heathens. After the ways of the heathens. You lust like the heathens. You're greedy like the heathens. You desire like the heathens. You're just like Mizraim. You can't have enough. You're greedy. You're fat. You're unsociable. You cannot be satisfied. You're unhealthy. You're unsound. He's talking to Israel. He said, because you are polluted, you are polluted with their idols. You have polluted your mind with their idols. Their things, their cars, their designer cars, their designer clothing, they're all the jewels and their little trick hats. Quiet, huh? Duda, it is still the truth. You have gone after the idols. You polluted yourself. You polluted your mind with idols of greed and lust, corruption. You corrupt your own self. For we love things, but we don't love Yah. Child things, trinket things, they have no value. What can I really think that I really, really need or really want? That's really nothing. Truly. I got more clothes than I ever had. I do. Don't need that. Is that because I need it? Because I don't need it. I really don't. I eat well. I'm strong physically. I get the job done. When I get the rolling, I get the rolling. I'm the type, when I start something, I want to get it done. And I know how long it should take too. And I don't procrastinate nothing. When I roll, I roll. But when I hit it, I hit it. Believe me. So what is it? If there's any one thing I need that power and strength of this true reality of HaMashiach to fill me until everything I say and think is Him. Everything I walk is Him. That's all I need. I've come to the resolve this life is just but a vapor of smoke. I don't care what you think, what you believe. That's all it is. That's all it is. And each day it breaks down just a little more. Well, I'm a young preacher. I'm 20. It breaks down a little more. The next day it breaks down a little more. I'm strong. The next day it breaks down a little more. Every second it breaks down just a tad. Well, I'm 25. I'm virile. A little bit it breaks down every day. Just a tad. A little more. Just a little more. And all of a sudden, the expanse of life is very short and shallow. My, I'm here already. Death beckons at the door. And that is a reality. For death beckons. We must do all to please Yah. He said, because of your idolatry and your whoredom, he says,
I'm going to cause your nakedness to be exposed. You will be, your lewdness, your shame shall be revealed. Are you talking about a man that spoke 300 years before Hosea? Look what he says in Hosea chapter 2. The idolatry is still there, the people now. Still there. Hosea chapter 2 verse 1. Yah says, say, chapter 2 verse 1, say to your brother, Ami, my people. That's what he says. Am. That's truly how you not say it. I don't know how it's spelled, but it's just Am. He says, say to my people, and to your sister, Roham, and that is simply that Yah shows compassion. That is Aramaic, Yah shows compassion. Roham. If you say to your brother, Raham, Yah shows compassion. And say to your sister, Raham, he said, plead with your mother, and I mean plead, for she is my wife. She is not my wife. This is Yah, isn't it? He said, Yisrael is not my wife. He's going to save the remnant of the sea. Listen, she is not my wife. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms. You better begin there, brothers and sisters. Your idolatry, your wicked sons and daughters, your daughters that are Jezebels, and you appease them in their wickedness. You comfort them in their sins, the defiance of Yah. Well, that's my mother, she defied the standards of Yah. Well, that's my daughter, she defied the rule of Yah. He says, put away your whoredom out of your sight, her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, her titties. The things that lie comfortable on your breast, what lies in your heart. Or the thought of your son, your daughter, that's what consumes your heart. They're wicked, they're rebellious. But that's mama. Yah says love him with all. He should take precedent in your love. He should rule in your heart. He said between your breasts, he said, lest I strip her naked. Now he said, if you don't obey me, I'm going to strip you naked. Do you hear me? And set her in the day that she was born. And make her as a wilderness, a midbar, emptied, desolate, without anything. And set her like a dry land. And slay her with thirst. Man, I don't want to die that way, Yah. Have you ever been thirsty, working and thirsty? When I was weeding all that grass the other day, seems like every 10 minutes I was thirsty. And not only was I thirsty, but my mouth was dry. I could actually feel that in my throat. I was thirsty. The sun, it was at the right height, and it was beaming down, and it was exacting every bit of moisture out of me. And I was flat out thirsty. Every 10 minutes I had to drink. He says, I'm going to slay you with thirstiness. Only Israel in the midst of that desolate place will have a well to drink from. Yeshua is that living well. We can draw from the well, HaMoshiach, and the living water of Yah. Not only is he the living bread, but he is the life source of the living stream. He is the living water. And we can take the cup of righteousness, Sadiqah, and we can draw from the well. And we can drink in a dry land. This land is dry. It's a wicked dry land. It's a desolate land. It's a corrupt land. It's a land predicated and based upon whoredom and idolatry. He said, I'm going to kill you with thirstiness. Man, I think I'd rather take a bullet to the head than to die of thirst. You go into these convulsions. Your body began to act crazy. Your mind, because it cannot excrete your body, the poisonous, that's what water does. That's what it cleans you out. I know what the devil has taught us to drink soda pop and Kool-Aid and tea and all of that. That's why we're in the mess we're in. It dehydrates your body. It doesn't supply your body what you need. That's why we're in the shape we're in. That's why we look the way we look. Because we just will not do what Yah says. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, the rock that he told Moshe to speak to, it did not spring out soda pop or iced tea. It was water in a dry place. And we need water for our body. We need the living water for our body. That is what we need. Water of Yah. He says,
I will not have mercy upon her children. Is that what Yah says? His mercies are renewed every day with all the children? Yisrael. He said, I will not have mercy upon her children. This is Yah speaking, brothers and sisters. For they be the children of what? Whoredom. The children of whoredom. That's what they are. They're children biologically and naturally of whoredom. And they're children that are spiritually birthed of whoredom. In these spiritual whorehouses. He said, for their mother has played the whore, the harlot. She that conceived them has done shamefully. For she says, I will go after my lover. I love my things. The women would have disdain for what their husbands say, and they go after their lovers, their things, what they like. Men that will not occupy, like Yah says, because they go after their things. She said, I will go, I love my lovers, that gave me my bread and my water, and my wool and my flax and my oil and my drink. I'm going after those that have given me my bread. So your job says defile the Shabbat, the memorials of Yah, and you go after them. Why? Because they give you your bread. Does Yah feed the sparrows? Did he make sure they have bread? Are we much greater than sparrows? Will he give us bread? Did he clothe the pharaohs? Then he will clothe Israel as well. This is the damnable generation of whoredom. It has been brought forth by whoredom. So has America. She is a whore. She was brought by thievery and whoredom and sin and robbery and pillaging. She is not a nation of Yah. She has never regarded Yah. It was just a seed. There was a remnant that came. And they came from every nation. They came from all over the world. Just wanted to hear the forefathers that came. They came from Sweden. They came from Africa. They came from Russia. Just a few. Just Israel. Just a few, not many. Because she was small in her days, was she not? And he chose her because not because of her multitude, because she was nothing. She was naked. She was filthy. Her neighbor court was even cut. Not even that. She had no birthright. Neither did we. Hallelujah. No whatsoever. He said, you have come forth out of whoredom, you're filthy. The blood stains of your sins are still there. You're naked. So you go to your lover and say, I get my wool from my lover. Or my clothes come from my job. I work every day and I'm a good employee because my employers, they love me. Lies. They don't love you, man, woman. You ignorant fool. I'll tell you what, missing days. Tell them your baby's sick. See how many days they don't allow you to miss. Now, Dave, now, I understand your baby's sick, but you have to work. And the business is run that way. Unless you work, you got to do that. Sitting back here with his mom, brother. The brother sitting back there. He'll be all right. Set him up here. You got to work. You got to go to work. That's not Yah. We work out of our salvation, our purity with Yah, with fear and trembling. And we don't work on that very well, do we? No, we don't. We don't work on that very well. Get aroused when Yah speaks to us. We become very bored with Yah. Something is wrong, brothers and sisters. You all can sit and talk about nothing for hours. When it comes to this, it doesn't excite you. There's a sick mentality there. Something's wrong with you. Something is drastically wrong with your mind. You're twisted. You got a twisted mind. You're not even saved. You're not even saved. You're not even saved. When this is not what promotes health and strength in you, something is wrong in you. You're not the true seed. You've been birthed of true whoredom. You're not a child of Yah, period. You're not. You're not a child of Yah. Turn quickly to Marcus, the book of Mark. A few more scriptures I want to read. Marcus 14, 48. Now this is the identity, the metaphor, the spirit of this true generation. It says this. This is how we do because we turn our backs on HaMashiach. We're afraid. We denounce him. It says in Marcus 14, 48. And Yahshua answered and said unto them, this is when they came to get him, to impel him. He said, have you come out as against me as a thief with swords and with stakes or
stays or clubs to take me. Is this how you come to get me? Why do you all come this way? He said, was I not with you daily, you in your bayat ha, mikdash, in your place of worship? Was I not with you all daily? Listen to me now. He said, was I not with you all daily? Was I not there with you all daily? Has he been with you daily? Oh, he's not with you daily. And so you come against him with your stays when he shows you the corruption of your life. That's how we come against him. That's how we get mad at him. That's how we rail against him. That's what we do. Well, I don't see why Pastor Robert had to say that, because you needed it. Have you ever taken anything you thought was well for your medicine and it tastes horrible? Don't sit here like hypocrites. That whole hound and that tea you all drink when you, that doesn't taste good. I care what you do to it. Period. It's nasty. Don't taste good for me, but it's good to me. Period. Period. But it doesn't taste well. It doesn't taste nasty. It tastes nasty. It doesn't taste well. I don't see how you acquire talent for that. He says, and you took me not then. Why? But the scripture, the kadveh, the scripture must be fulfilled. What scripture? What was written? He says in verse 50, then some of them left him. Who? You see what those that he has elected you? Has he chosen you? And they all forsook him. And they all forsook him. His Shilishians. And they all forsook him. And they all forsook him. And what? Not walk. They fled. It's almost like when you're out there, you and your friend, you get in a fight with someone, and he forsakes you and flees. And he's driving a car, and then he gets in the car and pulls off. You know that you will stand the test with him, but he flees from you. That's what they did. They just didn't walk away. They ran. And they fled. Now, I want to show you this. This is the world. This is you. Verse 51. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his what? Naked body. His naked body. So he needed to be clothed with the cloth of righteousness, the deek of Yah. So he was just cast about him. So you need to be clothed. He said, and the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth, and he fled from them naked. This generation, it flees from Hamashiach. It flees from the words that he brings to life that will convince us and convict us of all of our sins and our iniquitous ways. We flee from him. That's what we do. We flee. And he fled from him because this is a Yarah generation. It is one that is a parah. It's wicked. It's a pariah. It doesn't love Yah. And in order for one to maintain any kind of balance of love for Yah, you must be fed the proper diet daily and all during the day. All during the day. It is one thing that the spirit of a parah generation, those that are not under the power of the dam of the covering of Hamashiach, they will strip every last one of them naked. I want to close here in Ma'ash. The Ashlishiams. Acts 19. It is either the truth or it's a lie. Ma'ash Shalishiams. Acts 19. Verse 15. If you read it, you understand the details of this account. The sons of Siva. It says in Acts 19. I want to begin verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, this is what this Shadim says, this demon. He says, Yahshua, I know. And Shaul, I know. He says, but who are you? Who are you? You're not a child of Yah. No, you that are naked. Now this is what happened. These demons, they went out into the swine, didn't they? They ran violently down the hill, did they not? I began there, didn't I? I'm going to enter in this covenant as well. Verse 16. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them,
and overcame them and prevailed. Does an evil spirit prevail against Israel? For your name shall not be Yaakov, but it shall be Israel, for thou hast prevailed. Israel always prevailed. They were not Israel. They were not. He said, and have prevailed against them, so they fled out of that house, what? Naked and wounded. And that will be you that will flee from this house today, naked. And you will be wounded. He wounded me. He's going to wound you. The word of Yah is going to wound you. Sure it is. Naked. Your shame, your wickedness, your whoredom. They shall be exposed. That's this generation. It has fled from the presence of Yah because they don't know Yahshua. Because if they knew Yahshua, they would know Yahweh. They know the gods. They know the Roman and the Greek entities, but they don't know Yahweh. For his name unto him is pleasant. And we must call upon his name, Yah. And that is his name. He is not a damnable god or a pagan lord. He is Yah. And his name is valuable. That's why he said, don't take my name in vain. You that do, you will not be held guiltless if you do. He said, Yahshua I know because he is the power of Yah. And Shaul, I know him. But who are you, perverts? Your children of Horam. And they prevail against him. That Malach, when he wrestled with Yaakov, he said, turn me loose, man. He said, I will not turn you loose. I will not let you go until Yah sends me the word of prevailing. And he said, your name shall not be called Yaakov, but it shall be called Israel, for thou hast prevailed. Israel prevailed against the powers of hell. You are not prevailing because you're not Israel. You're son of Horam. He said, I will not have mercy upon the children, your children of Horam. You're illegitimate. You're children of lewdness. Hallelujah. Now, I like your quietness on that one. Hallelujah. Teach me, Yah. Raise up your manservant that he may declare the profoundness of this truth. I don't want the hermeneutics. I don't want the hermeneutics. I don't want the little sweet teachings. I don't want that. I want the power of truth to make me free, to cut, to wound me, to cut me and make me free from the whoredom of Mizraim. One of the closures of Scripture. In Gilead, the assembly of Laodiceans. And we know that the laity rules in Laodicea. You know the mama that gives $5,000 a year, she rules, all right? The one that thinks he gives $100 a week that he got say-so of everything. The one that thinks, well, we gave an offering of $3,000, we can tell that preacher lies from hell if he's a true man of Yah. But what it means that the laity rule, and this is the thing that Yah says unto the Laotians. He says this in Gilead chapter 3, verse 17. Now, if I miss this, tell me if I'm wrong. Is this not what Christendom teaches today? Tell me if I'm wrong. Correct me. But you better make sure you're standing on firm grounds when you correct me, all right? This is what Christendom teaches. Yah says, because you say, I am rich. Do not they teach everyone to be rich today? Do not they teach that their God wants them to be rich? Come on, brothers and sisters, some of the hole in the wall. A bunch of wicked folks in there, all on welfare. But the preacher eating steaks and he's like a fat hole. Looking like a hole. Taking advantage of the little welfare mamas. They're having babies. He's not going to say a thing to them. Because he knows that their check going to increase by $34. Dog he is. He's driving his Cadillac because the welfare money paying for it. Food stamps. They're bringing the food. He's eating like a fat dog. He said his shepherds, they're dogs. They're greedy dogs. They cannot bark when they see the wolf. I'm going to howl like Dustin Jocker. Dog ain't no good if he can't bark when he sees the intruder. He sees somebody breaking your house. At least bark, dog.
If I see a wolf coming, I see a thief coming to break in your house, at least I'm going to bark. Hallelujah. I'll do at least that. And I can bark loud too. He said, they say they're rich. I am rich. We are rich. Quote, God wants us to be rich. Quote, you know, Jesus had a robe. It was a seamless robe. So he was rich. Though he was rich, he became poor. Though he was rich, he became poor. They are dogs from hell. And you got all these shallow, typified, punkish preachers. I use that. I would use something more demonstrative than that. They're punkish, effeminate men and women full of Jezebel. Well, God wants you to be rich. And they look a mess. Skin heel, high heel shoes on from the $3 store. And they're rich, huh? Lies from hell. Because you say I'm rich. And we are increased, honey. I just got a new car. My husband got a new truck. And we buy the house. We moving, baby. We putting our house up on the market. So we moving. You say you have increased with goods. And I have needed nothing. Oh, honey. Quote, God has blessed me so much. I have so much. My children, we are so blessed by God. We are so blessed. They're jackasses. They're dumb. They're ignorant. They're stupid. They don't even know what scripture says. He said, because you say that, have no need of nothing. He said, you don't even know that you are wretched. You are a stinking thing. He said, you don't know that. How many of you all know when you stink? It's a sad thing when you don't know when you smell like a musk rat, isn't it? Not that yet, but I'm getting close. When you don't know you smell like a musk rat, you said something wrong. He said, don't you know you're a musk rat? You stink like a swine. He said, don't you know you are wretched and miserable? But yet they want to convey that they are not miserable. Oh, we are so blessed and we are such shallow-minded people. We don't have discernment, so we really fall for that. I look at men, I look at women, I say, my, how pitiful. They don't know what the blessings of Yah are. I talked that on Wednesday, how we procure the prosperity of Yah. It's in the book. They say that they, he said, don't you know you're wretched, you're miserable, and you're poor, and you have nothing. Because what you shall lay up, someone else is going to eat it. He said, you're blind, you can't see, you're the blind leading the blind, you're all falling in the ditches. And he declares, and you're naked. You're para. You are naked. No restraint. You're miserable. You're empty. You have nothing in you. He says, don't you know that's the way you are? But not this whore. She doesn't believe that, does she? She says, I'm rich. I have much. And these fat dogs, they're so rich. They have so much. They have no need of anything at all. But my word to you, as Amaz says unto Yisrael, hear this. And he that is courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked. And the day says, Yah. He said, in the day that I shall speak, those that think that they are mighty and strong, they're going to flee away naked in that day. For the day of Yah is one of wrath and great vengeance. So let Yah expose your nakedness and be clothed with the clothes of Tzedekah. Put on the garment of righteousness and let it flow. What is it? We're covered with the Torah in our minds, in our life. Our being is, we live Torah. We act Torah because the life of it and the witness of it. Yahshua has given us the power of it. So true Israel always prevail. The true remnant of the seed. Those that are on Yah's side, stand behind me, is what Moshe says. You that are on Yah's side, can I tell you what to stand behind? Stand behind his emet, his truth, his word, his Yahshua, you that are on Yah's side. May Yah bless you all. May he strengthen you all. I am wore out. May he cause your love to rejoice. May he cause your delight in his truth. I do. I delight in what he speaks to me. You that are listening, may Yah bless you. May he cause your love to rejoice today. We do hope that the word with a great strength to you and a blessing to you. May he bless you all that are listening. We're glad to have you all. We certainly enjoyed your fellowship today.
You that are new, listening for the first time, Pastor Roberts, can be very rash. We need to have someone that's rash with us. We need honest truth. We need bold truth. Hallelujah. When children, when you talk to children, the ones that, when parents say, stop, little girl, they do right on. Stop. When the one says, stop, I mean now. As again, she spank her butt. They say, she stopped, doesn't she? That's what God tells us, stop. When he speaks, he means that. He's not playing. When he says stop, he means it. Tells us to stop our wicked ways, he means that. He's not playing with us. It is right, too. He's not playing. Our minds are so twisted, we think he's playing. Brother Shaul, if you're listening, Brother Paul, I'm going to address that issue. Does Yah hate? I'm going to preach that on Wednesday night for you, all right? I'll bring forth a message to help you and others to understand. Does Yahweh really hate people or sins? All right? We'll find out what the book says. If it's in the book, then we must believe it, right? That's what Brother John is saying. He said, Pastor Robert, I went to the site, and there are things, you know, I saw those things. He said, you know, it's in the book. When it's in the book, you can't refute it. It's right. It's just the truth. And you cannot refute it. I want to see you. I want to meet you. Yah will bless him to meet me one day. I think it'll be soon too. May Yah bless you. Come on, Brother Pat. Be encouraged. I am. I'm very much encouraged, brothers and sisters. I see what Yah has done. I see his strength. I see his maturity every day. I see myself growing every day. Every single day. Every day I grow. Every day I grow. And I can measure the growth from each day. Something gets wrong if you can't measure your growth. I can measure doing that from the night, from that evening, from that morning to that evening. I can measure it. And we should grow continuously. And always producing fruit. No cold snap is going to destroy the fruit of Yah. It's not going to happen. You may get cold. When you get cold, when you're cold, you express no kind of fruit to you. Come on, brother, sister, we can look at the natural and see that. Your love is cold. You can't tell when you're cold. I said, my wife, I'm just nutty. I don't feel like I'm. That's just shit. Just be honest. Nothing was wrong with me yesterday, but you mess with me, woman. Don't mess with me like that. I warned you, minute. Don't do that. I mean that. When I'm doing that, don't bother me. She can look and see what I'm doing. She see that. See that scripture? That's a big old monitor. You can see them scripture. She sees that. Nah, let me leave him alone. Just don't even come down in that other area. If you're hungry, go over there. Sister Stacy may have something. Go to Cleveland. Deacon Homer has some bananas on it. Don't bother me. That's right. I will give her something that's greater than a banana. What is the thing? Frosty. Or smoothie. I give her a bread smoothie. Bread of life smoothie. That's better than a banana smoothie. Deacon Homer. Hallelujah. May God bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. Be strong. I am. And feel the strength of HaMashiach. You that are listening, come on and sing along with us. As we sing our song as we close. Matter of fact, we got the song from Pastor Brown. A man that declared in this pulpit, this man is a prophet. And I said, nay to him. He didn't believe that. Hallelujah. Come on, my brother. Grab your neighbor's hands. Come on, just sing that. So let there be a hover. Yeah.
among us. Let every Jehovah be alive. Bring down your heart in this house. Cause us away.
Bless you all, my friends. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, God bless you. Brother McDowell, we look to hear from you up in Kansas. Shalom to you and your home.
Understanding.
Bless you, Brother James.
You have a that is real. So let me have a share among us.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes. Come on.
So let there be a harbor shed among us. Let there be a harbor in our lives. Be now your love, sweetest hand.
The message was a blessing to you. Correction and a great strength. The Yahshua HaMashiach with you all today. By the will of Yahweh, we bless you all. Shalom.
To arise, give us a friend.
Excellence. Your power is great. For Yahshua is the life and the strength of the promise of our Abba. We bless you for this Shabbaton, this time of rest and comfort in you. As we prepare ourselves for your Mo'adim, your Mo'ad, Pentecost next week, Yah, cause us to understand the importance of this great time of rest and comfort of our Abba. We shall begin the great sowing of the seed until it is finished as we gather for Shavuot, the tabernacle. We will rock you this day. We will have you, Yah. Bless all those that are listening today, every home. We don't know everyone. We bless you for the great gathering of those in many parts of the United States, wherever they're listening, and those that will hear this message in some form. Rock them, I pray. We pray for them in Yahshua's mighty name. We believe it's done in that mighty name. We trust you and we believe you. Israel cry hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.